Welcome to the Simple Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Siffring. I'm a business coach and agency owner, and each week I'll be here to share simple, doable steps you can take to build a profitable and sustainable online business. Let's get to it. All right, this one is for the coaches. Let's talk about selling coaching and what that looks like, why that matters, what it takes to sell coaching. I was talking to a friend recently about selling coaching and how I think that it is 99% mental work. And yeah, absolutely, for any type of business, there is like the tangible strategic stuff. But I think particularly for coaching, the hardest work is the mental work. And the stuff that makes the biggest difference is the mental work. So things like your ideas, concepts, your intellectual property, that is all stuff that comes from your mind and the mental work that you do. Your marketing, like, have you ever thought about this before? Marketing is just thoughts. Like what you're putting out there in your marketing, this is literally just your thoughts that you are sharing with the world, putting out into the world. And the things that will hold you back in marketing, guess what? Those are also your thoughts. So the things that, like last week I shared that it took me forever to record this reel that I put out there. Yeah, that took forever because of my thoughts. And also a big part of selling coaching is your level of confidence, your level of groundedness in what you're doing and who you are. So much of selling coaching and being a successful coach comes from your own thinking and mental work. And I think that this is a big part of why it can be really hard, because I think so many businesses, like you can really like grit or hustle or just like outwork other people and work your way there just like by physical labor and toil. And I feel like with coaching, it's just not the same. You know, like if you were selling some kind of product, I really think that you could like go door to door until you hit your goal. Like, yes, you may become exhausted in the process, but like you could do it, right? I don't really see that working with coaching. I think so much of this is an inside job. And I say this sometimes, like you don't really care like about your plumber's mindset. Like I'm sure that there is a mindset that a plumber could have that would really turn you off and make you go with a different plumber. But I think there's just a lot less nuance there than there is with coaches. So I wanted to talk about this and like, how do we handle this and what do we do about this so that it doesn't have to just feel like this thing that is too hard and discouraging and there's no answers for, because that's not true at all. So I talked about this idea of leading yourself as a coach. I talked about this on the coaching industry call that I did about a month ago now. And it was the podcast episode on the 15th. I think that was episode 264. So you can go back a couple episodes and listen to that. And I wanted to come back to it. I wanted to dive a little deeper because on the live, when I was doing that event live, this idea of leading yourself first and coach as leader really resonated with people. So I felt like, okay, we need to talk about this a little bit more. So the first thing that I want you to think about is, why do people hire coaches? And I did some thinking on this myself. And so I'm going to share what I came up with, but I want you to take time to think about it yourself as well. And when I talk about the mental work of selling coaching, this is a prime example. Asking yourself questions like this one, why do people hire coaches? So many times I will ask clients questions like this and they have no idea. they're just like, well, I don't know. I've never thought about that before. That's a good question. So good questions like this are really, I think, at the core of the mental work of selling coaching. So take some time on your own to answer this, and maybe you'll have some additional answers besides what I came up with, because I think we all have different perspectives and outlooks on things, and that's awesome. So here's what I came up with. People hire coaches for certainty, clarity, belief, confidence, calm, growing their mindset, growing themselves, reaching a goal, feeling better, doing better, being more intentional. Those were the top things that came to mind for me. And something that I noticed is that feelings are a big part of this for many people. And this is something that I tell all of my clients who are coaches. And again, I also talked about this on the State of the Coaching Industry training, that feelings are a big part of people's buying decisions. So we think that we make very logical decisions and that we are very rational with our decision making, and that we are like thought forward with our decision making. And truly, we make decisions emotionally. Like, honestly, even the people who think they are most logical and rational still make emotional decisions. They just use the logic and the rationale to justify the emotion. So I know that that may feel weird, but I think it's important for you to start to notice that and pay attention to that and look for evidence of that in your life. You will be surprised how often it happens. But people buy stuff because of how it makes them feel or how they think it's going to make them feel. Think about all of the people. I see this a lot on TikTok lately. All of the people who have been in this cycle of purchasing so much stuff because influencers shared it. Like, particularly, I've seen this in the makeup TikTok space, where I just saw a TikTok recently where this lady was like, stop trying to sell me this lip liner that is going to change my life. I'm a stay-at-home mom with little kids. I go to the grocery store in the playground. I don't even need lip liner. I don't even want lip liner. But I think it just goes to show how following this influencer culture and seeing people talk about like, this lip liner literally changed my life. Like, we just like get swept up in the emotion of it and how we think we're going to feel if we buy this lip product that we don't have. Like, it is going to fill a gap in our soul is how it feels sometimes, even though we probably have like 15 lip products that we used to feel that way about until we bought them and it didn't fill the gap. So we're like on this quest, right? So people buy stuff because of that feeling, that excitement or wanting to be included or part of the in crowd. Like, are we going to be more beautiful or accepted or whatever if we get this thing? So I want you really thinking about the reasons why people buy things. And the way that this relates to coaching is that this feeling part of it really, really matters. So as I'm recording this, I am actually going through my own process of hiring a coach. I am ready to hire a new coach and I am looking for a very specific thing. And I have been fascinated in watching my hiring process. So in the past, I think every single time I've hired a coach in the past, I have either followed somebody for their free content and then decided to work with them over time because I really liked their free content, like the value scale concept, right? They put enough value on the scale until I realized like, oh, I really want to work with them. Or I have gotten like a referral. Like, I've been like, oh, I want to hire a coach and got some referrals from people, and it was pretty clear the direction that I wanted to go in based on that. This is the first time, I think, that I've hired a coach where I have been like, I don't know who I want to hire right away. I know who I'm looking for. Like, I know the outcomes that I want. I know like how I will know that this is the right person. But I'm also just like on Instagram, like literally searching and seeing what comes up. So throughout that process, I feel like I have just noticed so much. I have noticed how much I don't care about like the features. Like, I literally do not care like what the coaching package is. It just does not matter to me at all. I also don't really care that much about what the coach has done themselves. Like, I don't care how much revenue their business has made. I also don't really care about their clients, like what their clients have done. It's not really important to me. I am looking for a feeling, and I have so much awareness around like, what is the feeling that I am looking for? How am I going to recognize that this is the person when I find them? And I think that this is true of more of our clients and potential clients than we realize. I think that their decisions are so much more feeling driven than we realize. And what I have noticed as a potential client of many coaches is how much this stuff can come across in your marketing, how much feeling comes across in your marketing. And this is why this idea of leading yourself first is so important. Going back to this idea of clients wanting certainty, wanting clarity, wanting belief, wanting confidence, wanting calm, wanting growth, wanting to feel better. That is what they are looking for in you. And it's less about the shiny object of like, I made this much money, or I lost this much weight, or whatever it is. And I really think that this feeling part of it matters so much more than we think. And so I want you really looking at that, because when there is a coach who is truly leading themselves first, who is certain, who is calm, who is really grounded, who is full of belief, who is full of confidence, this comes through in their marketing. This comes through in their writing, their copy. This comes through in how they show up on their podcast, how they show up on video. And it is so wildly attractive to clients when you are in this space of confidence, because you are leading yourself. Like, the outcomes that the people want, feeling wise, you've got to be in that space. They are looking at you as a product of the product. Like, I'm sure you've heard that phrase before. This was like totally in the network marketing days for me, how everyone was like, you have to be a product of the product. But it's true in coaching too, that they are looking to you as the potential after version of themselves. And not necessarily in results even, right? But in this emotional space. I think that is really what's going to attract people to you. Like, that's really what I'm looking for in a coach, is not like, what have you accomplished? What have you done? But like, what is your energy? What is your outlook? What is your like general vibe? Like, that is what I'm looking for. That is what I'm attracted to. And that's what I'm turned off by in some cases as well. So when you think about being in this space, when you think about being the leader of yourself first, I want you thinking about, how much are you challenging yourself? How much are you growing yourself? How much are you leading your own thoughts and your own feelings? I like this idea of leading your thoughts and leading your feelings and leading yourself so much more than this idea of like managing your mind. I think that those phrases could be used interchangeably, but I really encourage you to embrace this image of leading yourself versus managing yourself. Like, one is a lot more compelling and inspiring than the other, right? Like, managing your mind is like, I don't know, like you're a mess and you need to be managed or like you're just like an employee cog in the machine and you need to be managed instead of this idea of leading yourself. Like there's just so much power, I think, in that visual of leading yourself, leading your thoughts, leading your feelings. And that self-leadership is the thing that's going to be irresistible to clients. Because when you're a coach, that is essentially the thing that you're selling, is that self-leadership. And when they can see that and sense that in you, then they will know that you are the coach for them. All right. So that's your food for thought this week. I would really love to hear what you think about this. I feel like this is just like the tipping point of this conversation. And I feel like there's going to be so much more of this conversation for a lot of you. In a few weeks, I'm going to be doing another training for coaches. So keep your eyes out for that. I'll make sure that I talk about it here, share the link here when registration is open, so you can jump in and join me for that conversation, for that training. I will talk to you all next week. If you loved this episode, I'd appreciate it so much if you rated and reviewed the podcast and shared it with other business owners who you think would like it too. And if you'd like to get more business advice and tips from me, come join me in my free Facebook group, Online Business Building Women.